Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
With inflation and the threat of global recession, how much of it is important to have gold in your portfolio, and how much gold should you have as a recommended allotment?
I know this question gets brought up all the time. When I think the best hedge for an inflation is to invest in the companies that run the world: Vanguard, BlackRock, Apple, Microsoft. So, and then invest in the sectors that are going to outpace any recession drawdowns that we have. Do I think we're on the brink of a recession this year? No. 25 or 26? Possibly. So what I'm personally doing to gear up, I'm just waiting for the right prices to buy the assets that I know are going to do incredibly well. VOO, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, NVIDIA, Eli Lilly. And if you look the 5 years after a recession, the tech sector normally outperforms because a lot of money and inflows go directly there. Even with in the conversation on diversification, if you have two tech stocks and then you have VOO and VTI, but VOO and VTI are 33% tech weighted, is it diversified or hyper concentrated? There's a reason why. So gold is important, I think, as a hedge, but it wouldn't be my go-to hedge, number one. Shout out to 19 Keys. I know he's going to tell me otherwise. It's my brother. So it is a good hedge, but it's not a primary one for me or the people that run the world. And all that gold out of Fort Knox anyway. That shit been long gone. We're going to tell the truth or no? Yeah, keep it on me. It's not there. So just like Satoshi Nakamoto, not in Kyoto, he in Langley. But what do I know? These are just jokes. Or my
Langley.
Okay. crazy times, yo.
Crazy time.
Yeah, gold really good hedge has performed incredibly well during every recession. The value's gone up. I think Bitcoin probably will be a better hedge as the dollar's falling. So those are two assets or two ways to play the recession.
Hit the like button and please share, ladies and gentlemen. We are going into the question everybody wants to know. What are the top three stocks that you should include in your portfolio heading into a recession?
Okay.
We've covered them endlessly. Microsoft, because they're going to... Okay, with the value, my favorite thing is to play investor questions. If OpenAI goes public within the next year or during a recession, even though it's going to be a drawdown, they'll be able to get enough attention, right? And if Microsoft owns 49%, would that double or triple the value of Microsoft, or will it make Microsoft decline as a result? Will it go up or will it go down? Microsoft's going to go up. So, numero uno. Number two, Apple. And then third, I think, is the big new player on the stage is NVIDIA. I've been telling you. Like, I design my portfolio to work regardless of what's going on in the market. And I'm very careful about that. So if you're investing in the companies that run the world and have majority market share in the sectors that matter the most, you're fine. If I made you money, please put yes in chat. Your portfolio should be indestructible regardless. And the truth be told, they're not going to let us like just slide into a long. We'll never have a 2008 recession in our lifetime again, because it's too fresh in the mind of all investors. So they're going to be smaller or more niche recessions. They wouldn't announce that we were in a recession. We had two negative quarters. They told me everything I needed to know. Then all of a sudden, everyone wants to talk about the SAM rule. And then after the Nikkei slides, we recover in 3 days. So they've thrown the traditional rule book out of the window. But Microsoft, because they're going to own the AI sector, video, and Apple.
Okay.
Argue maybe Bitcoin, but I don't think Bitcoin is drawn back enough to buy it. So if Bitcoin goes sub 40, I think Bitcoin can have a hell of a run during a recession, for sure.
I assumed that you were going to take the tech approach. So I chose companies that weren't tech.
Okay.
Because I feel like people know those.
But people should do what they know works.
They should.
For some other shit that they want to just make up and then be like, Trevor Shaw, you told me to invest fast. I should invest in sour grapes and sour sop and milk. And I didn't tell you that.
I'm gonna run down a list in terms of a recession. It's funny because we were talking about gold, and most people over the past 12 months have been buying gold from this stock.
Yep.
And so I put Costco in there.
I like Costco.
Just from a necessity standpoint, right? When we're talking about recession, there's a couple of things that people are always going to need. Food and products, and they're going to need health care, right? Those two things will remain. So for that, I had Costco. I had Lilly. Costco's up 33% year to date. Lilly's up 50% year to date. And then I put P&G in there as a safe bet, like a safe, slow, steady, long-term investment. It's not the most volatile. It's not going to be your value in play. But if you're talking about slow and steady, progressive, and just a stable of a company, I always put P&G in there when they talk about recessionary stocks to look into. And that's up 12% year to date.
Yeah.
Those were the three outside of the tech space. Obviously, I love the three tech ones you said. But and then I'll put probably Amazon before Bitcoin. But those would be the ones outside of tech.
Okay, has the NASDAQ bottom been reached for the year? Are we up from here, or will we have another major correction pullback?
I think we'll have a medium pullback sometime in September, and then after that, we're off to the races. I think by early October, I think they will know who will win the presidential election. That will be priced in. unless something dramatic happens at the very end and Olivia Pope can't fix things in time. But I think September we'll get a decent pullback, a good buying opportunity, and after that we're good. Even for all the stuff that's been talked about, if you've been with us the last 4 years, the drop that happened last week was a flash in the pan. It wasn't the deep. It's not like Zillow or Zoom or Rivian. It's like it wasn't that deep of a drop to make everyone panic the way that they did. I think it was a fear of knowing we could crash or that we should be crashing. The sentiment is most of the stocks are too high for where they should be, but we haven't had a deep enough catalyst to let it run down. I remind you again, go watch The Big Short. This reminds me of the scene where Moody's were buying the ratings and the banks were buying the ratings to keep everything afloat. They're doing their job to try and keep everything slow and steady. But I think another deep crash, no, I don't think we're going to have one of those until after someone is in office.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.